Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's well back to the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're about to have a great visit, because I know we are, because I know this guy. Russell Brown has just joined us, and we're going to have a great visit with him because he's been a member of my brain trust. This January will be 14 years, and we started when Russell first joined us. He started us down a path of understanding how businesses are bought and sold, and in the intervening 14 years, he has given us many clinics on how to do that, and in the process, he's helped us learn how to run our businesses better. And for that, Russell Brown, we're eternally grateful. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim, and I appreciate the kind words. And I can't believe it's 14 years.
I know. Time flies when you have fun.
Most marriages don't last that long.
I know. Yeah, you and I have been together all this time. But let's keep it going. Russ, let's keep the romance going. What do you think?
Okay,
that's enough of that. Russell's the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business, also preparing for your business for sale. His software, BizPricer.com is the standard in the industry. And Russ, right now, I remember years ago when you first joined us, the economy was just absolutely leaving the ground. I mean, it was literally scratching off, leaving the ground. It was doing so well. And even in those days, whenever a business was sold, owner financing was still a very, very big part of the transaction, wasn't it?
Yes, that's true. It's been that way from day one and for lots of reasons, and of course that continued over the years. But that has now become just about, I won't say the only way, but pretty close to the only way to get to sell a business these days.
Right.
You know, the traditional financing, you know, through the SBA or direct bank financing, you know, that's just about dried up. It's there, but the requirements and cash down and what kind of assets they'll loan against and all that kind of thing has gotten so tight that essentially, you know, for most business sales, bank financing is just not even in the picture.
Well, and part of course the bank's interest, their inclination to loan money in a transaction like that, is based on two things. Number one, the value that they can identify in the business, in the underlying assets that's being transferred, but also in the credit worthiness and the capital picture of the buyer, of the person signing up for the loan, right, Russ?
Yes, absolutely.
And so in the last few years, you know, a lot of businesses, their equity is eroded with the economy, and the person buying the business, you know, may not have as much home equity as they used to have, and that kind of thing. So it kind of all comes together in almost a perfect storm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it has, and so the business industry, the business brokerage industry, has been scrambling, trying to put together deals. First of all, businesses are still transferring. You know, people still the owners get older and want to retire and get sick and have to retire, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of myriad reasons that go on independent of the economy as to why a business needs or wants to be sold. And there's always buyers out there. In fact, there may be more buyers out there now today than mm-hmm. there's ever been.
Right.
Because there's so many people that are so upset with their jobs, benefits being cut back.
Or they don't have a job.
Or they don't have a job. I mean, the most obvious one. And so lots of things are going on that are causing more buyers to try to come into the market and more sellers, or at least, I won't say more sellers, but at least the same number of sellers that traditionally are there now.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can't put a deal together. You can't match the buyers and sellers because of the financing issue.
Yeah, one of the things that we left out that is contributing to this is the banks have different underwriting standards and attitudes today than they had 4 and 14 years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you've got a house worth $1 million with no mortgage on, and you're willing to use that as collateral against this loan that they're going to give you to buy a business for, $200,000, then you might, something might happen there.
Right.
I mean, but that's an extreme. But they put very stringent requirements on their rules for making a loans to people to purchase businesses.
Even banks strange. Like independent community banks that are much more relationship oriented still have to deal with regulators who may come in. Even if a business, even if a loan hasn't defaulted, they still expect the regulator, I think, to come in if the bank has relied a little too much on relationship and not quite enough on the numbers. They know the regulator is going to come in and say, I don't care what you were thinking, I don't care what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? And gig them for it. And they don't want that. I mean, they're still trying to protect themselves against another kind of a problem. So these are the challenges that we've got right now, folks. And the bottom line of all this is that if you want to sell a business, you better be prepared to finance all or a big part of it, Russ. And let's talk. I want to get some more of your ideas on this after this these messages. But in the meantime, give us your website, please.
BizPricer.com.
BizPricer.com. Can they find your books there too?
Absolutely. My books, right. You can find all kinds of stuff.
A lot of good stuff.
Free information as well.
Thank you, Russ. Stay with us. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.